Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
This is so beautiful.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Welcome back. Hope everybody had a great week. I certainly did. So this week, actually, Wednesday, the 22nd, is the autumnal equinox, or as it's known in witchcraft, Mabon or Mabun, two different ways to pronounce it. The Celtic god Mabun is what they named that holiday after. It's the second harvest festival on the wheel of the year. In our culture, we love to call it the official end of summer or the official beginning of fall, quote unquote. But in fact, it's the middle of fall. And knowing that actually kind of helps me wrap my brain around the gloomy weather we've been having lately a little bit easier. The equinox is a time to prepare for winter and to go a bit inward energetically. It's also a great time to meditate on all that you've accomplished in the past months and write a gratitude list. Everybody's always talking about gratitude lists. Good thing to do, I'm telling you, especially to keep it around when things get a little gloomy or you get a little grinchy towards the end of the year on into the darkness of winter. It's good to pull that list out and refer back to it. So happy Maybone, everybody. Listen up. Go to the host page on Contact Talk Radio. On the right side, click on iTunes to subscribe to the show. We can keep a tab on who's listening. It's pretty fun. And you can rate the show and write a review. That helps other people know that we're having a pretty darn good time here every week. You can also hear this show, not just on the internet, but on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Pretty groovy. So I'm giving a shout out to all my HD listeners right now. If there's a topic that you'd like me to cover on the show, I really would love for you to send me an email or give me a message on my Facebook fan page. I've got some upcoming shows over the next few months that are listener inspired, which are fabulous. And so that's always a ton of fun. And speaking of shooting me an email, I want your questions. If you could read the perfect book that explained everything you ever wanted to know about polarity, what would that book tell you? You know polarity. We've been talking polarity since the beginning of this show back in January. So if you've got questions and you even just need to get a refresher to know what your questions are, you can check the archives of this show. You can get to those off of my website, Michelle with one L at michellemorgan.org. Actually, that's the email address, or you can just go to michellemorgan.org. On the media page, click on the archives button. It'll take you straight to the list of shows. And send me that email. Let me know what you'd like to know. I'm working on that next book. Very excited about it and would love to get some input from all my loyal listeners. So I have a great little story to tell. Kind of an analogy for life right now, I think. Now, today's show is on chemicalization. And that's why we have the Weird Science song as the opener. Thanks, Barbie. That was awesome. And so basically, we're going to be talking about, you know, why is the world falling apart? What's the reason for it? We've been talking about that topic and angles of that topic for several shows. And today's is going to be just yet another tool to put in your tool belt of awareness. So anyway, bottom line, reason that I keep talking about this stuff is because all of my clients, all the people I'm talking to are really challenged, you know, and all you have to do is, I don't know, just get on to Yahoo and look at the headlines and you're going to see what's going on in the world. And so here's this what I think is a perfect analogy for life right now. So I was running, went for a run this week, last week, and it was kind of a gloomy, yucky day, and I was feeling a little squirrely, and I'm running along, and I get to this portion of the road by the middle school, and I look down in the storm drain, and there is a clown nose in the storm drain. Now, how do I know that there's a clown nose? How do I know it's a clown nose? Well, it's a red foam thing, and it's laying on its side, and it has that little divot in there, you know, for your nose. It's a clown nose in the storm drain. And I thought to myself, all right, in this moment, I have absolutely two choices. I can either look at that like the clown has been flushed and gone swirling, like all the good stuff is gone down the drain and all that's left is the nose. Or I could look at that like there is still humor and magic, even in all the garbage that's getting washed up in our collective storm drains right now. Guess what I chose to take a look at? The latter, of course. And then I had a great image because the next day when I went running past the same storm drain, the clown nose was gone. Okay, now it's a middle school, so you can probably logically assume some kid picked it up. But I instead chose to imagine a crow flew down, grabbed that thing, and was sitting on a high tension wire somewhere in Lake Stevens with a clown nose on. He was holding it in his beak, and he looked like he had a clown nose. I thought that would have been pretty fun. And that's a perfect segue, don't you think, Barb, into the cosmic critter of the week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Yeehaw. All right, last week we had Meerkat, and I did have a Meerkat moment. I was actually driving in the car with my soon-to-be stepkids, and my stepdaughter was started to talk about the meerkats, only she calls them meercutes because they're so cute. So we did have the meerkat show up last week. Guess who is in line this week? Hippopotamus. And here's what hippopotamus means. This is going to be really fun to see how the hippo shows up in people's lives. Barbie was worried that it was going to be squirrel today because she saw one flattened on the road earlier. And she didn't know exactly what that meant. And I would say, not to worry about it. I highly doubt you're going to see a flattened hippo anywhere. All right, here you go. Trust your intuition and act on it, yet stay grounded at the same time. Your skin is especially sensitive right now, so moisturize with lotion is needed and use sunscreen when exposed to the sun for any length of time. Now, none of us have to worry about that here in Seattle right now. It's critical that you don't deviate from your path at this time, so stay true to yourself and don't let anything distract you. Now is the time to immerse yourself in whatever artistic or creative endeavor you want to accomplish and stay with it to completion. Hello, book proposal. And finally, be protective of any of your artistic creations and don't let anyone demean or criticize your work. Amen. That comes courtesy of Animal Spirit Guides, wonderful book by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who has a show on this station, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. We are going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the topic du jour, chemicalization, a healing process. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Do not go away.
Ashes to ash and fun to funk it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's mind.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If
you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Michelle Morgan, you're listening to Living on a Prayer. Oh, my goodness, I'm digging the music today. And if you love the music, how could you not? Go to iTunes, download these lovely 70s tunes. Actually, 80s, I guess, aren't they? 80s tunes. I will be posting these on my Facebook fan page sometime later today or tomorrow. So grab them. We're going to talk about chemicalization now, hence the weird science theme. This is an amazing philosophy, theory, etc. Catherine Ponder has a book called The Dynamic Laws of Healing, which is absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend everyone get that book. And she covers this issue, chemicalization, in Chapter 12, specifically in that book. Actually, chemicalization was first written about 100 years ago by a woman named Dr. Emily Cady. She was actually the first woman doctor in New York. And this issue is still relevant, perhaps more so given what's going on the planet. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to talk about this for a little bit. Then we're going to take another break, open the phone lines, and you can call me if you've got questions about this topic. The number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. I'm putting the challenge out there to all my listeners at 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. You live ones. Let's get a live one on the line, shall we? That'll be fun. All right. So here we go. Have you ever had the experience of beginning like a new positive practice in your life? Whether it's prayer, thinking positive thoughts, eating well, exercising, budgeting your money, etc., only to have things seemingly take a turn for the absolute worse shortly thereafter. For instance, and these following for instances come directly from clients that I've worked with, and a couple of them happened to moi in my life. So, for instance, you're praying for clarity. You start to feel better, you start to feel clearer, you start to feel a little stronger about things for a while, and then all of a sudden, literally, overnight, it seems things turn around, and suddenly everything is conspiring to create confusion and chaos in your life. You're starting a healthy eating regimen. Seems great for a while. Then all of a sudden, all these old cravings come back stronger than ever, and you literally find yourself in places and situations where you have no control, you cannot follow your regimen, you're at parties or fast food restaurants, seems like the universe conspires to sabotage your healthy eating. Sound familiar, anybody? How about this one? You decide to think truly positive thoughts and stop focusing on the negative. You make a commitment to do so. And suddenly everyone around you is going through some sort of massive crisis. They're dumping their drama all over you. You're surrounded by it in grocery stores, news stories. You're not even watching the news and you're still hearing news stories. Conversations around you just fill you with dread, right? All right. How about this one? Decide to try prosperity consciousness. You read some books, you start doing the work to think about God as your source. First, it seems like money starts to flow more easily. Absolutely. Windfalls happen. You find money. You get extra money and a paycheck, whatever. Your debts are forgiven magically. That's happened. And then all at once, something happens that completely drains your savings. Your hours at work get cut back, or you lose your freaking job entirely. I'm seeing hands raising out in the audience right now. I guarantee you, everybody listening has gone through this before. Here's the scoop, kids. It's called chemicalization. Here's why. When you begin to deliberately practice God-centered right thought and right action, even if you don't realize that God's at the center of it, but the bottom line, when you start to do right thought and right action, when you make a choice to live the high road, there's a chemical change that literally takes place in your intellectual and emotional being, and then that is reflected outwardly in the physical world through your body and your circumstances. This is the law of attraction. Remember that. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're believing, whatever you're holding as your truth, you're going to manifest externally whether you like it or not. This same chemicalization process occurs during belief system change work. Your whole life, you've created a reality that's based on your old belief systems. What are belief systems? Jump on my website, read about them. The frequently asked questions page gives you a lot of info on belief systems. You can go back to the archives of this show. Early on, we talked a lot about belief systems. So you're creating this reality your whole life based on those old belief systems, those foundational beliefs. Then when you make a decision to change those beliefs because they're getting in the way, there's a battle that gets set up, and I mean, it is epic, between the old way and the new way. And it sets up a literal chemical reaction in the neuropathways of the brain where those belief systems are held. That, again, is expressed outwardly in your physical world. Kids, you can argue with this philosophy if you'd like to. You can also argue with gravity. Same outcome. Here's a quote from The Dynamic Laws of Healing by Catherine Ponder. She says, at such times, the good thing to remember is that one positive thought is more powerful than 1,000 rowdy negative thoughts. The old way of thinking is on its way out, no matter how much noise it makes in the process. It has to go. But having been in control for so long, it doesn't give up without a fight. Even while it is flaring up for the last time, you can know that it is actually unconditionally surrendering and will soon be gone completely. Meanwhile, there seems to be a lot of excitement as it takes its last stand. Boy, howdy, ain't that the truth? Chemicalization is not fun. You've heard me say things like this before. You don't have to like it. You don't have to be happy about your world falling apart, all of your old stuff getting triggered. You don't have to worry about feeling like you want to climb out of your own skin. But it's definitely worth honoring, and it is definitely worth experiencing, because it is a direct sign that cleansing is taking place. This is the definitive healing crisis. If you've ever been on a cleanse before, ever done a physical cleanse where you've, you know, fasted or you've cut back certain foods that could potentially have allergic reactions in you, what have you, you're going to go through a period of a few days or however long where you really don't feel well. You cut back caffeine, you're going to feel it for a few days. You're going to physically and emotionally experience this chemicalization, this clearing process. All the old stuff's getting shaken up in you. Your body's flushing out stuff. Does not feel good. It's not fun. But the cleansing's taking place, and something better always results from this kind of healing process. Always. We've talked about this before. In fact, the shows from May 10th and 17th, we talked specifically about the three stages of manifestation. And stage two is chemicalization. That's the period where you've been going along, doing your cool thing. You've been feeling great all in stage one. Stage two is when you're continuing to do the work, and all of a sudden, the you-know-what's hitting the fan. It starts to get really scary, really dark. Florence Scovel Shinn, Catherine Ponder's predecessor, talked about it as the dark night of the soul. That's when, just before your master demonstration, everything seems to go wrong. And the point of it is, it's surfacing all the things that need to be let go of. And it's not fun. It absolutely is not fun. You have to take a look at that stuff. It's interesting that Neil Donald Walsh did a little blurby right prior to the show starting, Conversations with God. He talks about when you decide to become peaceful, let's say, the universe will conspire to create chaos all around you so that you know it is you being peaceful, not just your circumstances. Pretty cool, actually, when you think about it, you know? And again, not fun. There was an early New Thought minister, Dr. Emmett Fox. He was actually pretty amazing. He was born in 1880-something and was doing all of this New Thought stuff in the 1930s. This is amazing. He said of chemicalization, "It seems as though everything begins to go wrong at once. This may be disconcerting, but it is actually a good sign. Suppose your whole world seems to rock on its foundation. Hold on steadily and let it rock. And when the rocking is over, the picture will have reassembled itself into something much nearer to your heart's desire." Isn't that yummy? So, again, I'm seeing this repeatedly in literally every single client that I'm working with, and pretty much everybody else I'm talking to is going through some version of chemicalization. We're seeing it everywhere in the world. From a global perspective, it's crazy. And here's a perfect example. Politically, President Obama is a literal icon of change. He came into the picture representing the new frontier, no question about it, radical change. And since he's been in office, it seems that everything has systematically fallen apart around him and around us. I'm fascinated to see how that breakdown is polarizing our nation. We've got people who are blaming this and that and the other person on this and that and the other thing. But the truth is, this meltdown was on its way. It had to happen. For centuries, we have been creating structures that simply don't serve us, that have not been God-centered, that have not been based on the highest and best good. And I'm not going to, you know, get on too much of a high horse talking about, you know, the aspect of corruption and ego and wrong use of power. I'm also not going to talk too much about, you know, who I think really we could point some fingers at about some of this stuff, because that's really not the point. The bigger picture is that we have created those structures because of belief systems, because of evolution, because of where we've been psychologically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, physically as a species. And so those old structures need to come down. We've been heading for a biblical meltdown for quite a while. As that's happening, and we asked for it, that's the thing that's so powerful about this. We literally called this in because enough people rose up righteous and said, we need change. It's got to look different. I'm so tired of it looking the same way. So the old structures now are fighting to maintain a foothold as the new structures are struggling to not only be created, because they're new, we don't even have a frame of reference for half of them. So they're struggling to be created, but they're also struggling to just be nurtured and start to have a chance to grow and build. So remember, the human psyche is wired to react with fear to anything that's unknown or unfamiliar. Anything that's unknown or unfamiliar, i.e. new. And that makes for a pretty dramatic time. So we have a special phone call right now, apparently. We've got Cam on the line.
Hello there.
Hello, darling. What's up?
Hey, you know, it's Cameron here. I was just driving around and listening to your show, and you brought up Emmett Fox. And, you know, he's one of the greatest teachers, as far as I'm concerned, that lived. A lot of the metaphysics that he wrote about then, are so applicable to everything that's going on now. And
Absolutely. In
fact, my mom was reading Emmett Fox when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, anybody who's listening right now that doesn't know who Emmett Fox is, you know, Google him and get his books, because they're tremendous. And
they are.
Some of the best teachings on this planet right now come from Emmett Fox.
And one of his greatest books, in my opinion, is The Sermon on the Mount. Amazing book.
That's it exactly. And in fact, I think that's the one book that my mom was reading when she was pregnant with me. So,
well, sugar, you know, that just explains a whole lot about you, doesn't it, baby?
Doesn't it?
And for all of you other people who are listening, Cam is the man behind Contact Talk Radio.
Indeed.
He's the man. Yes.
Indeed. Thank you. But I don't want to take you from your show. I just wanted to... I was actually calling in to tell Bob that. I wasn't sure if it was going to go on the air, but here we are. So,
there you go, baby. Well, thank you for calling.
Great show today, and I love listening to you.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate that very much.
All right, Michelle. Have a great day.
You too, Kim.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. Yes, Emmett Fox, master teacher. And so this chemicalization thing, probably bigger than we've ever seen it, I think, just from the standpoint of the level of consciousness that we have on the planet, is facilitating this level of epic change. Now, here's the point that I want to make before we take a break. Responsibility, accountability, all right? We can spend, oh my goodness sakes, we could all hang out for years complaining righteously about the things that are going on around us and feeling insanely victimized by corporate America, banks, mortgage companies, the government, whoever. We could do that till the cows come home and set up office in the living room. Or we could take a look at the fact that, A, this needed to happen. B, we actually asked for it to happen because enough of us said enough's enough. And this is part of the process. It's a necessary part of the process. Old entrenched ideas, old entrenched structures, old entrenched anything that doesn't serve has to be broken up and destroyed first. That's just science. Oh, it's a science. It's actually a scientific fact. So you can either grab onto that and then step up to the plate and do what you can do with spiritual science, being prayer, affirmation, visualization, all of that great stuff. You can become part of the facilitation of this extraordinary shift, or you can fight it tooth, claw, and nail by resisting it, by arguing with it, by complaining about it. And then it's going to drag on. I guarantee you it's going to drag on. That's where that free will thing comes in. It's pretty amazing. You know, we're not causing, quote unquote, all of this. That's not what I'm talking about. But we are asking for it. And we can, in fact, facilitate it much clearer than a lot of people are owning. So I'm going to put the challenge out there. I'm going to put the invitation and the challenge out there that you start taking a look at this stuff. You start taking absolute responsibility and be accountable for the role you're playing, not only in your own process of chemicalization, but in this global process that we're in. And then buckle up, kids, because wow, it is going to be amazing when we come out the other side. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this, the four steps in the chemicalization process, give you a little more information to wrap your brains around. I appreciate everybody listening. This is Michelle Morgan. You are listening to Living on a Prayer. Do not go away.
In this flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret,
I've got a secret. Hey, everybody, we're back. If you're just tuning in, this is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Live callers, where are you? The phone number, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Putting out a little shout-out to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Nice to have you on the board. If you've got any questions about chemicalization or just an experience you'd like to share, do call. We're going to have phone lines open now. Again, the number, 877-230-3062. So let's talk about the four steps in the chemicalization process. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about a very fascinating subject known in metaphysical circles as chemicalization, all about the breakdown of the structures that don't serve anymore and how wicked that looks, how unfun that is, and how extraordinarily powerful it can be. So here's step one, as outlined by Ms. Catherine Ponder, one of my personal favorite people on the planet. The first step is saturation. Back when we were talking in those two May 10th and May 17th shows about the three steps of, or three stages of manifestation, this is similar to stage one in the manifestation process. Saturation. This is when you're taking that deliberate action toward a better life. Maybe you're reading, studying metaphysical or spiritual things, praying, affirming greater good, doing all of those behavioral things that we talked about before. Maybe you're eating better, budgeting your money, etc. Doing change work, choosing to do some change work. That's all part of the saturation process. You're literally saturating your mind with new ideas. Well, that's all well and good for a little while. It's great. It's easy to do. In fact, it's exciting because you can feel it quickening. There's an energy that gets built up in you that's really powerful. And that energy becomes the stirring up. It stirs up the old ideas, the old patterns, the old problems. They have to come to the surface. I often have to remind my CSI clients about this, that when this happens, it simply means that some part of them is trying to get their attention in order to change. It's so interesting. We're talking here about parts, the parts of the psyche that run the belief systems, those sub-personalities that run the belief systems. Anytime you're doing any kind of change, whether it is change work, you're actually doing the counseling to deal with the change work, or you're merely making choices behaviorally to change some things, those old beliefs are going to get stirred up. Those old ideas are going to show up. Parts are going to surface who are freaked out. They will definitely at first attempt to, quote unquote, sabotage things. But after a while, after they start to see you gaining an experience of your new self, then they will merely try and get your attention in order to get on board the party train, in order to change along with the other parts that you're changing. And so, unfortunately, that can look the same. It can feel the same, because when a part wants to get your attention, all they can do is exaggerate their behavior. And so those things get surfaced, and it can be really, really challenging, extremely challenging to deal with. But it's a crucial beginning of the process. The stirring up is necessary. So that saturation phase stirs up the old stuff It's going to come to the surface. You're going to feel it. You're going to experience it. Important not to identify with it if you can, okay? Work really hard to just recognize it, observe it, and go, wow, okay, look at what's coming up. It's great because it actually shows you exactly what needs to be healed in you. It actually makes the process easier, but it's just really difficult. So here's a great little prayer and affirmation statement to use during the saturation/stirring up phase. Quick, simple, to the point. This too shall pass. That's it. This too shall pass. Be affirming that that stirring up is going to pass, and it's guiding you to your highest and best good. And the key in step one is to persevere in the work that you're doing. We got step two, commotion. This is a big one, commotion. Things begin to break up and fall apart during the commotion step. Disharmony in relationships, health problems, hard financial times, etc. Recession, the housing market crash, that's our collective commotion. And in the commotion phase, you absolutely feel out of control. That's the thing that I feel the most panicked questions from clients around, is that I feel out of control. I can't manage anything. Everything's falling apart around me. As we talked about earlier, it bears repeating. Old entrenched things and patterns that don't serve you need to break up and fall apart. They have to be shaken up to the point where they do fall apart. And, you know, when you think about it, the older they are, the more entrenched they are, yeah, the harder they're going to fall. It's definitely the biggest test of faith and the biggest confirmation that things are changing, always for the better. Commotion forces you to look at the things that you might not want to see, to accept and take ownership of things that you've maybe been avoiding or denying, so that the new true good can come in clean. Not just the same old stuff coming in a different package. And here's the thing. If you don't take responsibility for helping that cleanup, if you don't take ownership of those things, not judging them, not blaming yourself, just taking ownership. Everybody has something. Then those old patterns will seep into the new patterns that are trying to be born, and they will eventually take over. It's literally like poison. So here's an extraordinary prayer to use during the commotion phase. So I should be hearing a resounding chorus of this prayer right now from pretty much everybody listening. Here it is. Be still and know that God's great good is at work in this experience. All that is not for my highest good now fades out of my life easily and harmoniously. Vast improvement comes quickly in every phase of my life now. That is so powerful. Commotion is the hardest phase, absolutely. It's the scariest, there's no question about it. Everything's fallen apart and you feel out of control, and it is absolute confirmation that you are in fact changing, true change, and the good is coming, but you have to be in line for it. So you got to get your mind in line with the divine, and that's what prayer's for. We've got Jennifer in London on the phone. Jennifer.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Well, I have a kind of weird question about the chemicalization.
I love weird questions.
I've also been doing a lot of belief work, not only on the job thing, but about relationships.
Right.
And I have been dreaming a lot about my first boyfriend, like, okay. And it's really vivid, and yeah. I don't know why I keep dreaming about him so much, and I'm thinking maybe it's chemicalization, and it's just, like, leaving me or something.
That's sweetheart, that's exactly what it is. That's brilliant. That's exactly what it is, and I'm so glad you called in to share that, because that's exactly the kind of thing that happens. Your old boyfriend represents the old patterns. Does that make sense?
Okay.
He's totally part of the old paradigm, because now you're doing all this change work to become a different person, and especially in relationship, right?
Yes.
You bet.
Yeah.
So those old things surface, and here's the thing about that. When the old stuff surfaces, I'm talking about it kind of from the standpoint that, you know, the old stuff surfaces and it's really uncomfortable and painful, but sometimes the old stuff surfaces and it's like we have this incredible nostalgia for it. It's like we miss it and we long for it and it feels great and we want to go back to it. That's the ultimate test. Because that, because in the commotion stage of chemicalization, when things are starting to break apart and those old things continue to surface, wow, that's totally the choice point. That is the choice point. Most people actually give up in their process in step one, when you're just, when the stirring up is happening. The saturation phase, because it's kind of overwhelming and everything starts to get stirred up, a lot of people will go, whoa, this is way too much, and they'll quit. Or they'll say, wow, it felt really good for a little bit, and now all this old stuff is coming up and I don't know what to do. And so they give up. So when those things surface, sometimes they can seem like really sweet things. And the image that I always have in my head is literally God standing at this crossroads with me going, all right, kiddo, what you going to do here? You going to go back into the old? Yes, it's familiar. Yeah, it's safe. Absolutely. Your psyche's wired to want that because you know who you are in it. Or are you going to trust me? Are you going to take my hand and let me walk you through this new foundation, even though you have no concept of what you are going to look like in it? And that's the other key. Most that's really the bottom line, right? We like to think that we're, you know, that it's uncomfortable to see something, a structure that's new, because we don't have a frame of reference. What we're really fearing is, who are we going to be in the context of that thing? Because the human psyche is always seeking to identify. We have to identify in order to feel safe. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
So there's parts of you right now, honey, that are identifying with not only that old relationship, but with the person you were in that old relationship.
Okay.
So this is the perfect time to bless and release him. Absolutely bless and release him. I know that I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's probably a couple dozen people listening to the show right now who have had similar dreams, and they're thinking it means they're supposed to get back together with that person. Because that's a lot of people will go there. But that's not what it is. It's about recognizing that those old things belong to the old structure, the old pattern, the old belief, etc. Now, here's the other thing about the commotion process. Not everything falls apart. Everything changes. Everything morphs in chemicalization, but not everything completely falls apart and disintegrates. So that's another part of the puzzle where you have to really, really be able to trust God. Trust that the things that are in your highest and best good that really matter are going to morph and change and come with you.
Okay.
And so the other interesting thing is, I've seen this over the course of my career, not too often, but I have definitely seen this happen, where someone will break up with an old boyfriend or what have you, and they'll go on in their life and they'll make all these massive changes, and they'll maybe think about, you know, the boyfriend once in a while. And, you know, years later, that person resurfaces. And as it turns out, that old boyfriend also went through an incredible chemicalization process, changed all of their stuff. And when these two come back together again, they're in a perfect place to create right relationship. And then it's amazing because they've got all that old history, but then they've also got the consciousness about all the lessons they learned to get to the new place. So you have to trust that, for instance, this dude that's showing up in your dream state, you know, if he's the right dude, he'll come back in at a time when he's changing and growing too. So bless and release him.
It's not even like I'm like pining over him thinking, oh, I wish, you know, he was the right one or anything like that. I think maybe like subconsciously or something, I was holding on to him and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
That I do need to definitely let him go.
Absolutely. You
bet. And I have been doing the blessing and releasing, like you said.
Good.
So I guess, do I need to just keep doing that?
Absolutely. Yep. Just keep doing it. And if the dreams persist, Jennifer, then you can just trust that they're more symbolic than anything. They're more iconic than anything. And they're just reminding you that there are old things. And that's the other cool thing about doing the bless and release stuff and letting God be in on the process, is that you can absolutely just say to God, you know what? Whatever is in me that doesn't serve me, clear it for me. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that, you know, so that you don't have to try and dig it all up consciously. You can trust that it's going to come up. If you've got the willingness and you've got the courage to make those changes, God will guarantee that you are conscious of the things that you need to take action on, and that the other stuff will get cleared out of you by virtue of the angels, the animals, the divas, whoever. I guarantee you all that stuff's going to shift. It's willingness and courage, and then the faith piece.
Okay.
Okay.
Very cool.
Thank you so much for that. Was an awesome, awesome addition to this issue. And like I say, I guarantee you, there's a few people out there going, "Oh my gosh, that explains a lot."
So, I think everybody has that old love thing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And again, like I say, all that can do is give you the opportunity to know that there's old things to let go of, and you can, you know, honor and love the good things that were in that. And it's part of who you are today. You know,
cool. Well,
helps
you
be the
so
winner.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetie pie. You take good care of yourself, Jennifer.
Okay, you too.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling. Bye-bye. Awesome. All righty. So let's move on to step three. Quietness. Quietness. It's a period of apparent loss or failure. So a lot of times you're going to feel grief in that. You're going to feel sometimes a sense of numbness. One of my analogies is it's like being blown clear of an explosion. You know, you survived the explosion. Now you're kind of laying there on the ground dazed and things are, you know, still swirling around you, but you're a little bit detached from it. It's a readjustment period. It's huge change. And there's a feeling of not knowing who you are. I cannot emphasize this more, people. It's not about fearing the new structure so much as it is about wondering who you're going to be in that new world, basically. You got to know that step three, this is a transition period from lesser to greater good. Always. The universe is always expanding towards the light. That is also weird science. Okay. That is also physics, the law of physics. The universe is always expanding towards the light or the good or the greater, however you want to put it. Okay. That quietness phase, again, can be challenging and a little bit scary, but this is a time to remember that when angels go, the archangels arrive, meaning the bigger ones start to come in. Here's a great quote from The Dynamic Laws of Healing, Miss Catherine Ponder. During this period, in step three, our consciousness is like that of a newborn child that needs to be quietly protected so that it may grow strong in its new understanding. After a while, you begin to feel in control of your world again. A divine pattern for your new good begins to unfold for you. Suddenly you can see why it has all been necessary. I'll tell you what, I've just come out of the step three phase, and I gotta be completely honest with you. I fought it tooth, claw, and nail. I absolutely judged it. I absolutely went into the whole failure loss thing. Had to do some serious work around that. I was on my CSI practitioner's couch for a good few weeks on that one. I had to take ownership of the old belief system that I was carrying around about failure and what my identity with that was. And wow, that was so amazing to heal that stuff. And if I hadn't felt it, if it hadn't come up in that, if I hadn't judged myself, I wouldn't have seen what I needed to heal. So I definitely walked that fine line between beating myself up and observing, like all of us humans will do. But I did the work, and it really made an extraordinary difference. I can't even tell you what it's like to now see my world from a different perspective and recognize that loss was nothing but gain, because it set me up for things that are so much truer to who I really am in the world. So here was a prayer statement that I used during that phase. I let go what goes. I let go what goes. God has greater and better good for me now. Absolutely crucial during step three that you're hanging on to God's hand big time. As much as you need to take his hand, grab his hand during step two with the commotion thing, step three, interestingly enough, is when you really need to be hanging on to God and you need to be praying and affirming and opening yourself up to his guidance and letting yourself convalesce for a little while. You know, that's a crucial piece. And it's so interesting, Catherine Ponder's idea of the newborn child. You know, there's that sort of life, death, and life renewed imagery, which is also part of chemicalization. When things die, something greater is waiting to be born. When you are in that grieving phase, there is that newborn life that's starting to show up, and you have to honor that as well. And it's crucial to honor the death so that you can honor the life. Then we have step four. This is the one that everybody wants to get to. This is the one where we would just love to have that, universal remote that we could fast forward from the beginning of step one when you're feeling really great and you're doing all the prayer stuff and you're saturating yourself. Why can't we just flip over to step four and fulfillment? Well, because for all the reasons we've just talked about for the last hour, fulfillment, step four. This is really interesting. This is the period when your new good begins to appear in your world. Now, sometimes that new good will literally appear, quote unquote, overnight. You know, the heavens open, the angels sing, and something amazing just comes catapulting into your path. That can happen. But you want to know what the majority of the time it looks like? It's a natural unfolding of ideas and events. Almost an experience of you're in that step three place and you're quiet and you're owning your grief and the loss and you're letting go of all that stuff and you're just in that place. And then all of a sudden stuff starts to move and you don't even really recognize it. You just are taking right action as you're guided. And pretty soon, a couple months into it or what have you, you're looking back going, wow, look at all this stuff that's here. It's amazing. You may find that you actually don't want to talk about the new that's manifesting in your life. You might want to prefer to keep it sacred for a while as the demonstration grows and becomes stronger. Catherine Ponder says, as it does grow and become stronger, there will be no need for you to, quote unquote, show it off to the world. Its appearance in your life will be obvious enough. So that's a fascinating thing, and I will also attest to that big time. I am such a creature of la la. Love to share with everyone and tell everyone and be excited and shout things from the rooftops. And I'll tell you what, bunch of stuff that started to manifest after step three for me, I really did hold close to me for a while. And it felt great. It felt like being in that first trimester of pregnancy. You don't necessarily want to tell everybody. It doesn't mean you keep it secret and you're afraid. It means you just hang on to it and it's yours. And you carry it with you for a while, just between you and God. It's pretty amazing. Here's a great prayer for the step four place. I rejoice that my prayers are now answered. My dreams are now coming true. You don't know what you're made of till you're tested, everybody. That's the point of the commotion phase. We're in the commotion phase collectively. So trust this process if you can, but more importantly, trust God. Here's your final prayer, and I will be posting these on my Facebook fan page. There is nothing to fear. There is only good at work in this experience. Healing is now taking place in my world. I rest, relax, and let healing do its perfect work here and now. Amen. I hope you all got some great information today. This has been a ton of fun for me. Next week, I'm going to do a reading for the rest of this year and take a peek into 2011, because we're all in the commotion phase. What do you say we do click that fast forward button and take a little peek at the fulfillment place? I want to see what's going to happen. I'm really curious. We're winding down, and I want to see what's ramping up on the other side. So get onto my Facebook fan page. Check things out there and send me an email with questions about anything about polarity. And if you just have a topic for the show that you'd like to see me do, let's get on there. Appreciate everybody listening. This has been awesome. Barb, you rock. The songs were phenomenal. I hope everybody has a great week. I will see you next time here on Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.